GH Corlett Solo Founders Race. And this is a grid made up of non-qualifiers. And the club makes sure that these guys and girls there do get a race, which is great to see. So on pole position will be number 32, Richard Eglin, for this one. Alongside him will be 69, Ian Solu. And number 57, that will be Robert Mitchell Hill. That completes the front row. Row number two, 73, Mitchell Knorr. 46 in there too, that's Emmett Burke. And number 34 will be Billy Cummins. Row three is number 96, that's, 96 is Ben Wilkinson. Number 31 is Colin Croft. And number 80 in there too, that's Greg Pym. This is the GH Corlett Solo Founders Race. And in row four is number 48. 48 is Matt Sale. 81, that's Corin Smith, or Smythe, Smythe. And number 121 is Bridget LeBert. And then the final one on row number five is number 75. That is Nick Sweet. Just a reminder, you are listening to Manx Radio Motorsport, powered by Ellen Van and Fuels. We are live at the Southern 100, the steam packet Southern 100, 71 years celebrating the friendly races, and of course live on kingoftheroads.tv as well with our friends there at Greenlight. So GH Corlett Solo Founders Race, looking forward to this one. And at least everybody's getting a race, and hopefully, Beth Espy, you're in position ready to go with this one, because we're going to get it on. What time is this race scheduled to start? We are looking at 11:10, and what, 10:48 now, so we're looking good. Beth, what's happening down there at the paddock? Okay, so we don't seem to have Beth there at the moment. Still, we do have the Allman Steam Packer Company Senior Race to go. That's going to be over seven laps. And then we'll have the Station Garage Sports Bike Consolation Race. And again, there's that many entries in here that, again, the club have found spaces for the guys to be able to head out and get their to get their race. That will be Race A, they're calling it here on my on my paperwork here. Now, get how many bits of paper here during the week? I have to keep it. Now, we recycle it all. There's all different colours. Green paper for the green bikes. Red plates gets red paper. Yellow and white. So they are all colour-coded. And we believe the bikes are at the dummy grid and ready to go. When we go back 12 months on this one, let's have a little look so I could find the details on this. It was Craig Shipek that won this race last year, from Adam Williams and Craig Kenley, Kevin Adams, Noel Connell, Emmett Burke, Sam Norton, Matt Corkill, Rob Mitchell-Hill, Brian Clark, Ian Salou, Andrew Castle, Matt Sale and Ben Wilkinson. There were your 14 runners in this race last year. I believe the gate is opening and the machines will be making their way around the 4.25 mile motor aisle below Turkey. If you've never been here before, well, let's give you a little run around the circuit. If you sat, get your program open to page number 42 and 43, first used in 1955, and it's not changed at all, really, in all those years. They go out from the start and finish past us here now, and they go past the paddock where they are, then they'll get out onto the track, past the hedges, which is what the locals call it there, the hedges that take the bikes up to Ballacagan. They go right at Ballacagan, past the one-mile marker, dropping down towards the road that takes you to Ballabeg and also to Colby, to the south of the island. The road is the A28, and then hard through Iron Gate, such a tough corner. It's a lot sharper than what it looks in your programme, believe you me. Over the bridge at Ballabeg, and then left at Ballinoris Joey's Gate, straighten the bike up through the bumps into Ballabeg Hairpin. You've got to be so careful into there, and on the right hander there into Ballabeg, and then dropping over to the 2 mile marker, Balla Whetstone, so tight through there. Come out under the trees towards Williams, back under the trees at Williams, slight left hander at Williams, a flowing fast corner out to the curb, over the rise in the road there, dropping down into Balloon Dip, a great spectator spot, limited spectator spots, and of course all the spectator spots around here are pretty full today. Then they drop down to cross four ways, hard on the brakes, into the right-hander. Don't go on towards Ballasalla there now. Head towards Castletown on the A3 road, the main road that links the Foxdale Road all the way through to Castletown. So fast into Church Bends, a right-hander, then the left-hander, out to the curb they go, down to Great Meadow, down through Stadium Bend, in through Castletown Corner, and then back towards us to complete a lap. But it is the Solo Founders Race, and Rob Pritchard is there for us across four ways.
Yep, first rider through, and that's Richard Eglin, just ahead of the rest of the field here. So there is number 69, Ian Solu, Number 46, Emmett Burke, 73-34. There's 57. That's Robert Mitchell Hill on the way through. One of the machine in behind as well. So five rows, or just under five rows, of competitors in this one. And it is great that they do get this extra run out on the respective machineries. Number 48, Matt Sale. And number 31, the experienced Colin Croft on the way through cross four ways as well. Because, you know, these guys and girls just put in just as much effort as everyone else in that field as well. And if they're not qualifying for the other races, they get their chance to turn a wheel in anger around here. There's number 96, Ben Wilkinson. Numbers 81, 80, 121, Bridget LeBeur from Arizona. And that's a number 26. That's a big bike machine of Dennis Booth. So that might just be dispensation to go out on this sighting lap. We do see that occasionally here at both the Southern 100 Road races and the Pre-TT Classic Road races, that some machines that aren't actually involved in the race itself do get a bit of dispensation to go out, particularly if they've maybe just got something to work out on that machine. They'll then pull straight into the pits as the grid starts being formed. The Travelling Marshals are past. The course inspection car is on the way past as well. And for these riders who didn't qualify for the other respective races there, they are going to be able to have a go here in the sunshine at the Motor Arbor Lawn course. Over six laps, 25 and a half miles of racing to come. To you, Chris.
Excellent stuff, Rob, there. So number 32, Richard Eglin, gets himself into his, well, he's not actually in the correct position. There you go, Richard, get to the front, get to pole position, roll yourself up in the, he's like me, he's short in the leg, and yeah, he's going to have to get himself across the road there. Maybe one of the guys could give him a hand, because when you're tall, it's easy. When you're not tall, like Eggy there, he's got to get himself in a position. He's there now. So 32, 69, 57 across that front row. So it's Eglin, 69, in there too. That scores Ian Saluma, ready to go. Oh, we have a yellow flag waving in the back there. So we just got to hold it just a second. Just got to hold it just a second. We're just waiting there now. Stop, 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 lads. Tango, you're going to blow your motors up nice and easy. We've got yellow flags going in the back. They're being held. We were just waiting for a few more riders just to appear. Got 96 just rolled into grid position there now. Somebody's holding it flat, absolutely flat. Not sure who it is. Engage gear. Watch the lights. Green flag at the back. We are ready to go. Oh, Eglin stalls. Eglin stalls on the line. Oh, 73. Just managed to get round him there. Michael Nord just managed to get round Richard Eglin. So not a good start. Your pole setter, and it looks like 73 from 69 in there. Eglin round about sixth, seventh, fourth place. It looks like Eglin's in there at the moment, so not a good start for our pole man. He's got a little bit of work to do as the Traveller Marshals and the course cars come through. But it's 73 who has the halter, who has the start. That's Michael Knorr. So Michael Knorr getting himself into his position on the track. And as we just move some paperwork just around, too much paperwork in here, looking to see Michael Knorr. Yeah, I'm just looking to see Michael wasn't here last year. Of course he wasn't. He's, of course, a newcomer. But Michael Knorr leads from 69 Salut. And who's in that third place? It's Eglin into third place. Just see Colin Croft trying to make a move on the 57 machine. So 31 trying to get up the inside of Robert Mitchell Hill as you go over the bridge there now at Ballabeg Halt. And they go towards Ballabeg Station. You've got to watch the wall there. Such a high stone wall there now. And now they're hard on the brakes. And it is, the leader is through there already. And Eglin having a look up the inside, trying to make up for lost ground. Oh, hello. Getting tight into there now. 34. That was, of course, that's Billy Cummins. Billy on the 34 machine having a look up the inside. Is there number 121, Bridget LeBeur. She comes through. And Bridget safe through there now. So back to the front we go. We'll just have a little look to see what Eglin can do with that stall on the line. Believe you me, it was so, so close. I thought 73 was going to clatter into the back of him there, Michael Knorr. But Knorr still leads. We've got a bit of a gap there now, so it's 39. Now we've lost 32. He just seems to have disappeared there, so we've lost 32. Not sure where he's gone there. So we have lost Eglin, unfortunately. He was making moves to get past the guy in second place. Cross four ways.
Michael Knorr on the way through. Then it's four machines interview here. 69, so that's Solu. There's Eglin. He is there in fourth in a group of seven machines on the way through cross four ways. There's Colin Croft moving up past number 81, Corin Smith, the newcomer, as well as one of four machines on the way through as well. And then a couple of seconds back off that particular quartet coming into view now is the number 121 machine of Bridget LeBeur, followed closely by the Travelling Marshals as well on this opening lap as well. So Michael Knorr, he's made that count, hasn't he? Richard Eglin, as we heard, with that stall on the line. And he's made it count, just making sure he could get that gap and get round Eglin on the way through. But Eglin is still circulating there. You mentioned, Chris, that you may have just lost sight of him, but he is in that packed group that came through cross four ways. So he's got a lot of traffic and a lot of work to get done if he's to get back out toward the front there, because Michael Knorr has wasted absolutely no time in getting to the front of the field on this opening lap. Long way to go, of course, though. To you, Chris.
Yeah, well spotted, Robbie. He was just in the middle of that traffic. There was four or five of them all together. So here comes your race leader across the line. 73, Michael Knoll goes through. Across the line he goes. Second rider, 32. Here the R1 of Richard Eglin going through. There's 69, Toulouse, 75, Sweet. 46, Burke. 57, Rob Mitchell-Hill. 34, Cummins. 81, Greg Pym. The lead at the front is 5.203 seconds. From number 73 there, that is Michael Knoll, or Michael Richard Knoll, as it is in the programme here. 5.2 seconds, and it's 32 Eglin, 69 Toulouse. Some interesting moves going into Ballykagan. 81 Corin Smith in 8th, number 80 Greg Pym in 9th, 31 Colin Croft, 96 Ben Wilkinson, 48 Matt Sale, and 121 Bridget LeBeur. All safely through, 13 runners out on track, but the leader, 73, is already in and out of the Iron Gate corner straight away with a lead of 5.2 at the end of lap 1 of 6. They're out on lap 2 there now as we'll watch them back as you go through Ballinoris. And I think, you know, Eglin has got the power. Of course, number 73 should only be, I think he's on an R6, 73. Yeah, he is on an R6, and Eglin's on, of course, an R1 Yamaha, so he should have the pace on that. And we know Richard is a pretty fast rider around here. I'm not going to mention what happened a couple of years ago. We'll leave that one alone with the lad, but he's obviously there now, and he's out fighting to try and catch back on Michael Knoll on the 73 machine. 5.2 to make up there now, but the battle, there he is. So Knoll leads 1, 2, 3, around about 4.5 seconds, I would say. But the leader is going to be dropping down towards Rob across four ways any moment. Can Eglin make a dint in Knoll's lead? Rob?
Well, here is Knoll leading across four ways, but Richard Eglin is starting to close in already. Of course, as you mentioned, he's on the R1. Compared to a 600 machine that Michael Knoll's on as well. Plus, Richard Eglin, he has experience around here already. Number 75, Nick Sweet, quick mention up into third. Starting at the back, there's Solyu, Mitchell Hill, Billy Cummins on the way through as well in a quartet. 81 and 80 on the way through. That's Corin Smith, followed closely by Greg Pym. 96, and then there's Colin Croft. And number 48 as well, Matt Sale, on the way through as well in the gap to the rest of the field. So Michael Knoll leading again, still with a decent gap here across four ways. But I just think if the race goes on the way it is, with Richard Eglin with just the straight line power that he's going to get on the likes of the run-up to cross four ways as well, I think he will be closing in at this rate on Michael Knoll going into the latter stages of this lap. But yeah, as I mentioned, Nick Sweet, arguably one of the highlights here. He started all the way back on the back on the fifth row. He's now up to third. He was fourth across the line initially as number 121 Bridget LeBeur comes past as well. But that's an excellent run so far from Sweet as well. To you, Chris.
Somebody just made a great move up the inside there. It's 57 that was, but there's your leader, 73. That's not 5.2 seconds. It's 1.136 seconds that Knoll leads Eglin. That's all it is there now. 57, Robert Mitchell-Hill made a move up the inside of the stadium. Third place for the 75 machine. That's Nick Sweet, as you quite rightly say. He was a late addition to the entry on this one. 57, Mitchell-Hill, 69, Toulouse, 34, Cummins, 46, Burke, 81, Smythe, 80, Pym, 96, Wilkinson, 31, Croft, 48, Sale goes through. Quickest lap of the race so far. Well, he's 5 seconds quicker. 235.980 for that man there, Richard Eglin. 98.089 miles an hour compared to 95.597. So I think it's not a case of if, it's a case of when, to be fair. It went from 5.2 down to 1.3 in one lap there now. And as he chases down and he goes past the crowds there into Ballybeg Hairpin for this third time of six, it's number 73, Michael Knoll, that leads, but only just from Richard Eglin. But the battle a little bit further back between Sweet, Mitchell-Hill, Salou and Cummins. There's only 3.9 seconds between those guys and only another second back to Emmett Burke, who's in that seventh position. So hey, Billy, come on, get yourself on that podium again like you have done in the past as you watch. 46, Emmett Burke. Steady rider is Emmett Burke on the 46 bike on his GSXR machine, just exiting the Ballybeg hairpin. So I think where he's going to get him, you know, I think, Rob, when we go to Rob in a second, is going to be, I reckon, on the blast down from Church Bench down through Great Meadow into Stadium. I think that's where the number 32 machine is going to get past the number 73. Let's get back to the leaders.
And they're close together there, basically nothing to separate them. There's Richard Eglin, he's right on the coattails now of Michael Knoll through cross four ways. What's it like on the exit? So it's a good run from Michael Knoll on the exit across four ways, but I agree with you, Chris. I think that's where we could see Richard Eglin make the pass. There's Nick Sweet running in third at the moment. Robert Mitchell-Hill, who's just moved away from Ian Solyu, Billy Cummins, and number 46, Emmett Burke here. So that group that was quite close together on the opening two laps. Nick Sweet's just pulled away in third, and Robert Mitchell-Hill in fourth. Then we've got Greg Pym and Corin Smith, and Colin Croft looking up the inside here past Ben Wilkinson. Colin Croft And following a second or so behind, half a second I should probably say, is number 48, Matt Sale as well. So the two leading bikes out on the road. Michael North still leading, but Richard Eglen right up close in behind at Cross Four Ways. The move may be made on the run to Great Meadow as well. He is going to have the power, is Richard Eglen, on the way through. But Nick Sweet in third, comfortable at the moment. To you, Chris.
He's right on the rear wheel now, is 32 Eglen on the back of Michael North. Here we go. Watch the R1 go. Fourth, fifth. Clicking sixth gear just as you go past the paddock area there now. And this is where he's going to pull out. This is where he should have the GG. He's just pulling to the right-hand side and maybe just get him on the brakes. Third place riding going through. 75 Nick Sweet. No, he doesn't get him. Just sitting in behind. He's back the pace down to 96.7. So they're both on roughly about the same pace at the moment. A little look behind there from number 73 there. 73 Michael Knorr, Michael Richard Knorr. But here comes Eglen on the R1 power against the 600. And I don't think he's going to get through this time. He's alongside. I think he's got him yet. He's got him. So we have a new leader. Number 32, Richard Eglen, goes to the front on the R1 Yamaha against the 73 machine of Knorr. So 32 now leads. 75 Nick Sweet across the line was third. Then it was 57 Rob Mitchell Hill, 69 Salou, 34 Cummins, 46 Burke, 81 Corin Smith has pulled into the paddock and retired. 81 Corin Smith retiring at the paddock. Rider perfectly okay. Emmett Burke 46 in seventh, 80 Greg Pym in eighth, 96 Ben Wilkinson ninth, 31 Colin Croft will now move up to 10th, 48 Matt Sale will move up to 11th, and Bridget LeBeur will move up to 12th position, having lost, unfortunately, Corin Smith, 81. But at the front, a new race leader, 69 Ian Salou, Rob Mitchell Hill, Nick Sweet, all go through Ballabeg, and they're on the far side of the circuit there now in this GH, call it a support race, if you want to call it that. It's great to see them getting their track time there. It just means they didn't qualify for their respective races. So the club being the club, they put a race on for the guys and the girls. Let's get to Cross Four Ways. A new race leader is 32 Richard Eglen.
No, it isn't, because Michael Knorr's got past him on the run to Cross Four Ways. So Knorr's back in front ahead of Eglen. So this is quite the battle at the moment. So somewhere between Ballabeg and Cross Four Ways, Michael Knorr's got back in front. A few more seconds and dropping further back is 75 Nick Sweet. And now a good battle for fourth going on here. Robert Mitchell-Hill's got Billy Cummins right in behind him. Ian Solyu just dropping back a little bit. And then around a second or so to number 46, Emma Berg. You said you're shame for Corin Smith, a retirement pulling into the pits there. Did lose another place on that previous lap. So I did wonder maybe if any mechanical issues at all. Number 80, Greg Pym, another of the newcomers on the way past, a bit of a lonely race at the moment. And there's Wilkinson and Colin Croft having another look at the inside. He's done that on a couple of occasions. Oh, we might run wide there. We'll have to wait and see. There's Matt Sale. Yeah, Colin Croft, he ran wide there. So Wilkinson's going to have that back. But the big news there, Michael Knorr back in front across Four Ways ahead of Eglen. Go to the next lap. To you, Chris.
Yeah, quite incredible where he's got past them there as well. But this is where the R1 will show its legs. Here they come. Yeah, 96.1 that time for 73 and 95.9 that time for Eglen. So maybe just running on somewhere a little bit wide just caused him to lose that place from 73. Michael Knorr, third place rider, on the Triumph. Nick Sweet, he goes through. So we're into Ballochagan with our leaders. We're dropping out of Ballochagan as 57 Rob Mitchell Hill goes through, and Ian Salou also. Billy Cummins goes through. Ian Salou goes through. Emmett Burke all safely through. That's seven runners so far. And Eglen, look, having another little look into Iron Gate. Doesn't make that stick as Greg Pym, 80, goes through. As Rob quite rightly says, getting a bit of a lonely race there now. 96 Ben Wilkinson, 31 Crofty. Always good crack at the Colin Croft camp. And he's across the line. There's 48 Matt Sale goes through. Matt's mum, if you're listening, safely through there on lap number five. He's heading out of lap number five of six. But across the line, it was half a second. It's closer than that now. Is he going in and out of Ballabeg hairpin? That number 73, Michael Knorr. See, on the screen it says Michael Richard Knorr, but I don't want to say all that because it's like his mother speaking. So it's Michael Knorr that leads us on 73 from Eglen, just in behind him there on the 32 machine. They're close together. It was only half a second, as I say, and they're well clear now of Nick Sweet. And that battle between Rob Mitchell Hill and Billy Cummins and Ian Salou, there's only a second or so through those guys. We're going to have to see a move shortly, I think, from 32 to get ahead of 73. Don't want to miss this across Four Ways as the exit Balloon Dip. Rob.
Yeah, they did. And I just wonder, obviously, in that tighter, twistier section where the lighter bike of Michael Knorr might just be doing dividends, because he is still leading Richard Eglin here across four ways on this latest lap there. And Eglin just tried to almost had a little look on the outside there from it. And Noor's got a good run out across four ways on the exit there on the run towards Church Bends. Because I'm just wondering, yes, Eglin's going to have the capacity, but how do you wrestle that big bike through that twisty section, particularly between Iron Gate and then before this run into across four ways? He's got work to do physically. Nick Sweet, Billy Cummins up into fourth ahead of Robert Mitchell Hill. So that's Billy Cummins moving up. And then Ian Solyu and number 46 Emmett Burke around second and a half back there on the bike in front as well. So it is still Michael Noor leading the way. Might just have the agility, as I say, through those technical sections. And Richard Eglin, he's going to have to get the power planted on the likes of the run to cross four ways as Greg Pym goes past, and on the run down the Great Meadow into Stadium as well. Two more machines interview. We'll take these through. It's Wilkinson and Crofton just behind as well. To you, Chris.
And the last lap flag is out and ready to be shown to number 73 and number 32. And he's right in behind him. It was half a second last lap. It's 0.159 this time. They're both into the 97s. And here comes Eglin using the extra power up the inside. And Richard Eglin gets to the lead from Mike Noor. So he's ahead there now of the number 73 machine. So this is when he'll stretch away that lap for Noor, 97.6. And Eglin, 97.866. Third place rider, Sweet, goes through. So Eglin a little bit wide on the exit of Balakagan there now. So he's going to have to be careful and watching that. He's going to have to keep control of this. As 46 goes through, Emmett Burke, Ian Solyu, Rob Mitchell Hill, Billy Cummins up the fourth place now on the VRS machine for Robbie Sylvester and the team. Or Robbie's bikes anyway that he is on for Billy Cummins there now. Billy's lap there, 95.4. Nick Sweet, 94.5 in that third position. But it's Eglin that leads now on the 32 bike from 73. Of course, his Michael Noor's riders continue to go through. So 32 from 73 for the final time into Ballabeg. And Eglin, little mistake there on the entrance into Ballabeg, causing himself just to run a bit wide as Matt Sale just goes through. So we're just waiting for Bridget LeBeur and 121 to come home in that 12th position. So I think this is not over yet. And Eglin in and out of Ballawhetstone just seems to be running it wide a little bit in a few corners, giving that man Michael Noor the chance to be able to catch up again. We don't want to miss this across four ways, because it could be a chance for the 73 bike to get on him. I think he's a little bit too far back now. Back to Rob, final time.
We'll just have to see. Well, before they get here, just so you know, Bridget LeBeur has been black flagged and has been pulled over here at Cross Four Ways. So that could be Bridget LeBeur's race done. Here we are, Cross Four Ways Fan Lab. It is Richard Eglin leading by about 2-3 bike lengths from Michael Noor as well. So he's got the job done, Eglin, on the way to Cross Four Ways this time. And he is going to have the power, isn't he? If he can get that nice and smooth out of Church Bends, bearing in mind the agility of that machine of Michael Noor as well, that added agility, that extra lightness, he is going to have the pull on that R1 out of Great Meadow and then down towards Stadium as well on this final run of the race. Here's Nick Sweet, good run in third this as well, starting at the back of the grid and up into third. Oh, Robert Mitchell Hill having a look up the inside of Billy Cummins. Has he run it wide? We'll see. Solyu on the way through as well. Has he held it? No, he hasn't. Robert Mitchell Hill, he hasn't held it. As 46 Emmett Burke comes through, so he had a look at Cross Four Ways. It is one of the attack points on the course. Couldn't make it stick, so Billy Cummins retains fourth place after that attack from Robert Mitchell Hill on the way through Cross Four Ways. See you, Chris.
Well, Richard Eglin has absolutely done this the hard way after a bit of a mistake off the line, nearly getting collared by 73, but he's going to take the win. 32, yes, across the line he goes and takes the checkered flag for the number 32 machine. Well done to Richard Eglin. Quickest lap is a 235.980, 98.009. That was on the last lap. So number 73 is home in second place. 75, Nick Sweet just coming into Castletown corner there now, just dropping down the gears on the Triumph, nice and steady through there, just out to the curb, straightens the bike up and comes back towards us to come home in third place. Well done to Nick Sweet coming home in third. Billy Cummins home in fourth place for Billy Connor's dad. Oh, in 57 and 69, Rob Mitchell Hill and Ian Solyu both across the line in fifth and sixth position. They all finish 46. Emmett Burke home as well. Emmett home in that seventh position. And like we said, Bridget LeBeau, unfortunately, black flag down. Conn Smith didn't make the finish, pulling into the paddock early on around about lap number three. Next rider should be number 80. It is Greg Pym. His quickest lap, 91.912 for Greg. Two together, 96 and 31. That's Ben Wilkinson and Colin Croft. And our final finisher on the pink machine should be number 48, Matt Sale. Hopefully we'll just have a little look up to the bridge, see if we can catch him before we head down to Beth to hear from Richard Eglin, Michael Knorr and Nick Sweet. And here he is. Matt Sale gets the finish. He had problems with the quick shifter on the first night, but he's got the machine home. The number 48 machine of Matt Sale home in that 11th place. So Richard Eglin with a win in the end by 1.334 seconds from number 73, Michael Knorr, with Nick Sweet 25 seconds back in that third place. Richard Eglin, a happier man than what he was a couple of years ago at the end of this race. He's with Beth.
He certainly is. A massive smile on his face. Chris was just saying, a little bit happier than you were a couple of years ago.
Yeah, we managed to make it around Stadium Benz, which is always comfortable. I did have a bit of a moment coming into there because obviously that's where I lost it in 22. And so it was great to just get that off my back, really. And had a little bit of issue with my right hand, so I was struggling to control the bike, but managed to just compose myself, get there, and to get the win is just incredible. You know, it's been hard, so I'm a bit emotional, but
well, you're bound to be. Yeah, and it means so much to you.
Yeah, I've had a great team with me this week. Andy, Mick and Paul and Chris, but if one for them, you know, I'd have struggled. It's just nice to have them taking a bit of the responsibility for me. So I'd just like to thank all the sponsors that have helped me get here, all my friends and family that have helped me, so which is incredible. Great race, and thank you so much.
We are so delighted for you. Richard Eglin, well done.
Thank you very much.
That is an absolutely incredible result and a very, very well-deserved round of applause there. And I think Michael Knorr is just making his way over here. Is that Michael? Pop over and have a chat with us. That's how you do a first time out on the Belan course.
Absolutely fantastic. Best race I've ever done. Felt like I had a very good race there, but didn't quite have the power to keep up with the leader in the end. Nevertheless, still enjoyed it 100%. Definitely coming back.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. Where were your best bits, would you say?
I think the high-speed bits. I like the big ballsy corners where you're flat out on the throttle. They're the ones I enjoy. The hairpins, not quite so much. A little bit nattery, but that's an area where I need to get stronger on.
Do you know, it's incredible to watch. Is it as incredible out there on the bike?
Sorry?
Is it as incredible out there on the bike as it is to watch?
It's more incredible. But thanks, a big thanks to all the spectators out there. It's lovely watching them all cheer you on. And a massive thanks to my girlfriend, Victoria. She's the driving force behind all of this, and I wouldn't be here today unless it was for her.
Will she be the first one on the that you want to speak to?
Yes, I'll give her a big hug as soon as I see her.
Brilliant. Michael, well done. That is a fantastic second place result. And we're just now going to speak to our third place, Nick Sweet. Just giving Michael a hug. Okay, talk it through that one then, Nick.
Bit tiring. That was back to back, that was then. So only did it just for a bit track time. So
talk us through where you found it most challenging, where you enjoyed it the most.
Through the bumps into Ballabag Hairpin. It's through Joey's Gate, that's it for me personally. That's a little bit at the seat, you're like, whoa, like motocross style. So it's fun. All the old circuit's fun. The old course is fun. So
honestly, it is a course that has everything to give.
Big time, everything. It's our favourite part's Church Bends, because it's all like, it reminds me of different circuits I've ridden, and I fell half strong through there. So.
And what will this podium mean to your team and everyone supporting
massive,
you?
Massive. It's like a big shout out to Jay Clark Transport. Massive help through the year. Dean Ratcliffe, he main man in the pit, in the paddock, and everybody else, the wife pulling up for me.
Oh, what a brilliant result. Well done, Nick.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely thrilled for everybody as they make their way up on to the podium for the presentation. This is the Corlett Trophy Senior Solo Founders Race, and the presentation is going to be done by somebody no stranger to racing down here at the Southern 100. That is Tim Glover, the Arbury Castletown and Malou MHK, and obviously a former commentator here as well. This is what Championship Day is all about. So let's give a huge round of applause to Nick Sweet in third place. And in second place, he definitely will be back. His newcomer year, what a way to start, Michael Knorr. And with that smile still very much on his face, he really has taken the monkey off his back. Your podium winner, Richard Eglin. Many photographs being taken here. Remember, go over to the Manx Radio Motorsport page. You can see all the photographs from the podium as well. But Chris, what a race that was.
It was cracking, wasn't it? It really, really was. And we're getting set up, ready to go for the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company senior race shortly. But they're going to have some bike recoveries out there as well, as the Southern 100 Club are ahead of schedule. So win from Richard Eglin for Michael Knorr and Nick Sweet. Billy Cummins good home in fourth place for Bill. Rob Mitchell-Hill, Ian Salu, Emmett Burke, Greg Pym, Ben Wilkinson and Colin Crofty top 10. Then John, let's have a little look at the rest of the finishing order. If you get to the right page, it'd be handy, wouldn't it? So Ian Salu, number 69, home in sixth. Then it was Emmett Burke, as we said, in seventh. Greg Pym, then Ben Wilkinson, Colin Crofton, and Matt Sale, your 11th finish. The quickest lap of the race for Richard Eglin.